Welcome to Decades From Home, a podcast about Germany. I'm an accountant of 40%German.com, and I'm joined by our man in the Nürnberg land, Simon Maddox, coming straight out of Bonn, stalwart producer Simon Josie, to discuss the weird and wonderful side of living in Germany. Hey, Simon. Hey, producer Simon.
Borada.
Hello there.
What was that, Simon?
Borada. Welsh. You asked me to do it in Welsh, and I've done it in Welsh.
Did I ask you to do it in Welsh?
Producer Simon is literally rolling his fucking eyes.
I mean, yeah.
Christ.
Why would you roll your eyes?
I'm fulfilling a request.
You are, yeah.
Beautiful stuff. I think it's wonderful. I don't know why it's a problem. Enjoying the great Welsh language. I just was a bit surprised because no one told me you were going to do it. But since you did, teach me to do it. Thought it was yaki da.
Bore da.
Okay.
You can say yakida as well as another like greeting, but borada is like good day.
All right. I think borada sounds much nicer. Anyway, you've introduced some cool language to the podcast because that's the first thing we're going to talk about. It may not feel like a year already, but it's time again for us to dip our toes into the bubbling sulfuric surface of the pool-marked youth culture as Germany goes full crazy for Jugendwerte des Jahres 2025. Yes, friends, we have an exciting list of 10 possible words that will be whittled down to a top three, with a final winner to be announced at the Frankfurt Book Fair on October 18th. As per tradition, nearly all the words that the kids appear to be saying have almost nothing to do with German and everything to do with the shady and frankly horrible influence of English. That being said, it does seem this year that the list has a number of English-sounding words that have nothing whatsoever to do with English. Do any of the words stand out for you, gentlemen, and any of the words that you really like? What about the ones you really don't like? I'd like to hear about those. So what do you think, folks?
Yeah, I've got a lot more to say about ones I don't like. that's for sure. So, I mean, everyone that's followed this for the entirety of our show knows that we think Digger is terrible. I'm kind of disgusted that Goonen has got onto the list.
So Goonen's apparently a slang word for wanking, right? Or, sorry, masturbation is the technical term.
If I say wanking is also quite a crass way of putting it. Selbstbefriedigung, to use the German, which sounds much more poetic.
I don't really ever get to say wanking, so I mean, I take the opportunity that you do it now. It is one of my favourite insults, and it's joyous, and we should enjoy it as much as possible. Anyway, apparently it's to do with the briefness or the speed at which it's done.
Oh God, I don't know about that.
That was apparently what it's related to.
Specific knowledge, Nick.
It's coming from the Bayerischer Rundfunk article. What can I say?
It's not like I
did any more research than you gentlemen on this. I assumed that you guys might have done some useful. I'm looking at the Focus article right now, so maybe that'll tell me something interesting, but I doubt it because it does seem that most of the time the descriptions of these words are a little bit poor. Anyway, what do you think, folks?
So maybe they've changed the meaning in the German, because my understanding before we talked about this is that gooning is prolonged masturbation. You can't goon quickly, is what I had heard.
Why is that? Why is that related to gooning?
Oh, now we're going into deep waters. I don't know.
So it says in this article from Focus that young people often use the word to describe situations in which someone acts conspicuously or stands out, whether through courage or stupidity. I'm not sure that's true.
Well, I think from what I've gathered from American culture, because this is an American word, it didn't start in the UK, that's for sure, so we can blame them for this. It's the idea that, like, by prolonging masturbation or like edging is another word that's often used in this discussion, you become like zoned out, and there is this like mental state is like one of the targets of this. It's not about necessarily just pleasing yourself, is about achieving this like zoned out headspace. That's sort of what it's about. And yeah, I'm really uncomfortable talking about it. I wish that it wasn't on the list. So we'll leave that there.
That's bizarre. It's like Zen masturbation. What can you say? Let's try something that's a little bit more obvious. We've got a low key. That's mm-hmm. one. Which is, like the Bayerischer Rundfunk description, the term means something like a little, unobtrusive, or subliminal. It's used to express something without being too dramatic.
It's low-key disgusting to talk about masturbation on the podcast. No.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's low-key. I think it's It's what's the opposite of hokey? Hikey. Hikey.
Sharp.
Sharp. Pointy. I like checkst do, which is
checkst do digger.
Yeah, which is like sort of it's simply like verstehst or something like that. Like you would say like in the middle of conversation.
Do you understand? Checkst
do. I do like these ones that are kind of conversational kind of crutches. I'm always looking for those when I'm speaking German. That's crazy is another one. This expression is used as an all-purpose weapon for speechlessness. So you can say it like, echt, ehrlich. You could say, that's crazy. I like it. I'm going to use it.
Ehrlich instead of ehrlich.
Hey, like, oh yeah, ehrlich, sorry. Jesus Christ. But yeah, I mean, both are functional. Both
might be confused. The one that I really like and I'm going to start trying to integrate is Seibau, which apparently stands for shut your bitch ass up. So I'm going to finish the podcast by telling you both Seibau.
Wow. That's
I was looking then and I was wondering whether it should be Zubau.
Yeah, I mean, synonym is the pronunciation for synonym in German. So maybe it's Zubau. Oh.
I thought it was Seibau.
But that's an English pronunciation, isn't it? Mm. That's the only reason I came at it from that angle.
Okay, I'm just going to stay with Halt die Fresse. That works. I can say that.
I like. There's a couple of other ones that I liked. I liked Rede was interesting. I do feel like it functions the same as like preach. Like sort of basically means like sort of yeah. You tell them.
Clicking fingers, and be like yeah, Rede.
Yeah, exactly. So the Shira, which is to do with video games, some kind of video game subculture. And I've never felt as old as I did when I read the description of what Shira meant. I really don't understand it. Some kind of digital handshake or some kind of way of apologizing, saying mein Fehler is the way of doing it. But I didn't fully understand that. And then there's Tod. I like Tod. Tod. It's like a situation that's really terrible. It's dead. The situation is dead.
Okay. So there we go. They're all words that are horrible, and hopefully we'll never hear them in our day-to-day lives.
Do you think they're horrible? I think some of them are quite nice. Some of them are quite fun. I do think the digger one is annoying. I'm sick of seeing that one.
But I mean, as a 42-year-old man, Nick, are you actually going to use any of these?
I mean...
You shouldn't. I think it's the whole point of these lists.
I mean, when am I going to use them? Like, it's not even that... I'd have to find a way or a time. I've forgotten my own cool words. I'm happy with Vild, you know. I'll stick with that. I like cowabunga. Enjoy that. I mean, why not just stick a little bit of Geordie maybe? That's pure shan. You know, that's quite nice.
Holy moly, loiter.
I mean, I'm probably not going to say holy moly because I'll sound like the worst type of person. But holy moly. Imagine earnestly saying that at any situation. Holy moly. I suppose you'd have to do it in a particular voice. But no, I'm not gonna like Simon say Seibau to anybody. Maybe low key. I'm not gonna avoid goonin like it's the fucking plague.
Yeah, do that, you bitch.
Simon, you've got a fair few tattoos, and I'm wondering, have you ever considered getting one on your face?
If you'd asked me a year ago, I'd have said, no, totally impossible. But every now and again now, I do see one. I'm like, they can look all right. I'm not going to, but like, I mean, I don't want anything like Post Malone. Like, he's just got like a shitload of face tattoos, and I think it blends into just a bit of a weird mix. But like... UFC fighter Sean O'Malley also has a load of face tattoos, but one of the ones he got was just a little pink star or a little blue star, just a little cute little thing. And actually, it doesn't look awful. I don't hate it. I'm not going to do it. What tempts me more, though, is a neck tattoo that I could.
Ooh.
I could imagine that because they look hard as fuck. But again, I'm not going to. I think I'm done. I think I'm tapped out on tattoos. The last one I had done, or the last two I had done, there was a point halfway through both of them. I was like, what am I doing? This is expensive. It hurts. Like, it hurts more than it ever did before.
It's enough now.
Yeah, I think there comes a point with age where tattoos just hurt more and more and more. And my resilience, like back in the day, I'd sit, no problem. I wouldn't move an inch. I would just take it and it'd be fine. Let's say now there are these moments where I'm like, oh, that really hurts. Is it worth it? And For the longest time, I was always adamant that getting tattoos should always have like a meaning to them, to have a message to commemorate something or someone, was sort of a guiding principle for a long time. And then I got to the point where I'd done all of those, and I'd done all the kind of ones that I just thought I was interested in having, and now I've just got some silly ones. So like my last one is like a sea otter wearing a captain's hat, smoking a pipe. There is no significance to that at all. It's just a silly tattoo that I really love. But there was a point halfway through, I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I having a sea otter and a captain's hat tattooed on me? I got a pretzel. Like, I like pretzels.
Pretzel's amazing.
I'm really happy with a pretzel. But it is just like, do I need a pretzel tattoo? Probably not. So yeah, I think now I think I'm like 15, 16. I think that's kind of enough.
But I think that the face tattoos, like, it's something that as a kid growing up in the sort of mid to late 80s, early 90s, if you saw someone with a face tattoo, they were a murderer and they were going to kill it. And that's like the truth of it. Like that was the people who had face tattoos. But obviously that's changed and the culture's changed. And I've got a few friends who have like some face tattoos. And when you were talking about it, I was thought that was one of my friends has got a shaved head like yours. And so they use that spare real estate, shall we say, and got their head tattooed, which is an interesting way to go. But I think it's a look. I think if you're like, wholeheartedly, I'm going to get my head tattooed. You've got lots of tattoos, neck tattoos, makes sense. I think if you've got like one face tattoo, like that's a murderer, right? That's like the person who's going to kill you.
That is the weird thing you're seeing in like modern tattoo culture. Because as you say, for the longest time, tattoos were a taboo. And if you wanted to have or hold down a job, like you needed to have tattoos that were able to be hidden easily. And it's only recently that I got tattoos that poked out of a t-shirt. Everything else is always hidden. These days, you see a lot of people that get their first tattoo or one of their first tattoos either on the back of the hand, which is a crazy move. Hand tattoos can look amazing, but as your first tattoo is insane. Getting one on your face as an early tattoo is insane. Getting a neck tattoo early on is crazy. These are all places that should be done once you've covered or at least done decent coverage on a lot of other places. I also think getting your forearm on the inside or the outside tattooed early on is madness. I would never do that. A lot of people, though, they get tattoos now to show they have tattoos. And that's something that's definitely changed. I say, for a long time, my tattoos were things that were really private and sentimental to me. And I didn't do it for other people. But young people today, especially, get tattoos for the visibility. And that's completely changed how we view the real estate of our bodies. And this idea of, oh, you won't get a job with a face tattoo. Some people are just like, yeah, good. Like, I don't give a shit. And that is a quite worrying attitude in the youth of today. So yeah, I think it is something that needs to be done a bit more carefully. And tattoo artists have a responsibility. They have to say no to some of this stuff as well.
I only asked this question about face tattoos because of a recent ruling by the Bundesgerichtshof, the Federal Court of Justice, concerning a gentleman who had the word fuck forcibly tattooed on their face. The court said this was a significant and permanent disfigurement and therefore can be considered serious bodily harm. The forced tattooing occurred following a mistake the victim made with the tattoo he was actually giving the defendant. The defendant was so annoyed by this error, he tattooed the word fuck above the victim's right eyebrow, measuring 4.5 by 1.5 centimeters. So this seems an awfully extreme reaction for a mistake on someone's finger. Then again, I don't have any tattoos myself. What is the normal reaction for a tattoo mistake? What's the etiquette, Simon? What do you do? Is this what you usually do for a bad tattoo?
No. I mean, I've been blessed with not having this happen to me with someone making a mistake that I viewed some sort of punishment was worthy. But I've never heard of this happening before. The idea that you can make a mistake as the tattoo artist and then somehow you agree to the terms that as punishment, they're going to tattoo you back. This doesn't feel like the most professional studio. Forcibly is the word that's in the text. You couldn't forcibly tattoo fuck on someone's face by holding them down. Like, you have to remain still enough.
Nah, I feel like that's really hard to do. It's got to be multiple people.
Yeah, you'd need three people to hold my face down.
It begs the question, how eligible was the writing? Does the eligibility matter in the court case?
It has to.
If it's just a line on the side of your head.
A line is fine. Fuck is a very different matter. I think eligibility is a primary factor.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. Yeah, it just seems like an absolutely wacko story to find. I'll come across. And the hilarious thing was, it wasn't even in the news. The link that you sent me was from like a legal journal. It was like a legal journal that was like, this is an interesting case that has been put before the court. And I'm like, where's the Bild-Zeitung article about this? Surely the Bild-Zeitung were on this like straight away. How is it the journal of like German justice that is giving me this information?
It did feel like Red Blood chumming the waters for Bild. Exactly. But no, they didn't go for it. And Reddit strikes again with providing excellent source material for a silly little podcast like ours.
Indeed, indeed. They're doing the God's work to help us. If it was a case of you had to get a punishment tattoo, but you get to choose the tattoo and where it is, what is the punishment tattoo and where do we put the said punishment tattoo? Has to be a punishment mind, so it has to be some kind of, yeah, has to be some kind of pain to it, I think.
I mean, they're all painful, so that's covered. I mean, to be honest, if you're going to do a punishment tattoo, it's going to be something that I'd be visually unhappy with. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, leg, I don't get my legs out of that often, apart from heat waves like this, so that'd probably be my first choice.
I think it's got to be a Tweety or Sylvester tattoo. It's got to be like some Warner Brothers related tattooing, surely.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you can put that on my leg, no problem.
I don't want to piss you off, Simon, but I'm pretty sure I know what would really piss you off.
And oh, no, like, don't do that. That would be awful.
Well, no, but it's for punishment, right? So it's a punishment tattoo for him. So like the Arsenal gunner, you know, the cannon. That's it'd be like giving the Tottenham.
Yeah, that'd be the one. That's exactly what I thought about. And no, fuck that. No, 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 no.
Yeah, but that would be true punishment, wouldn't it?
It'd have to be something far more subtle that needed an explanation.
No, just the cannon. The cannon is subtle enough.
Yeah. Bad enough having the cannon tattooed on you. Yeah.
But we're not doing that.
No, I would never.
Get rid of these fucking ideas right now. No.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's such an upsetting concept.
I'm very well behaved. I'm not going to warrant any kind of punishment like this.
Look at
it deeply is.
Look how effective. Maybe we need to go speak to the Bundestag about this being a potential way of dealing with crime in Germany.
Well, exactly. This seems to be the thing that's going to keep Simon in line despite everything else. So it's just like this, you know, if you step out of line, you know what's coming.
I think, like, if you're caught for speeding, you should have Arschloch tattooed on your hand or something.
I will get my lawyers involved if anything happens.
We're not coming to tattoo you, don't worry.
It was just an idea. It wasn't serious, you know.
We better cancel that tattoo appointment there, Producer Simon, you know. I don't think he wants to have Decades from Home tattooed on his neck, like we said. Imagine, like, Simon's face. It's a card. A picture.
you're allowed to. Now I made that suggestion, Simon, so I don't know, how could you punish me with a tattoo?
An idea literally popped in my head as soon as you said that.
Oh, okay. What?
It'll be Russell Crowe fucking a kiwi bird to death.
Wow, that's a graphic image. Is it not a copyright issue that we have to deal with?
You guys upset me with this Arsenal shit. So I went dark. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's gone.
I've been totally honest.
The darkest.
I'm not condoning bird rape in any way, shape, or form. But if anyone's going to do it, it's a Kiwi like Russell Crowe.
Dear me. Dear me. It's like almost as bad as the Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin pissing on the football shirt. I don't know. I think the very idea of getting a tattoo,
much worse than that.
Getting a visible tattoo, yeah, definitely. I'm trying to sort of soften the edges, I guess. But the idea of getting a tattoo would be enough for me. What it is irrelevant, I think, at this point. I wouldn't be massively happy with like a Sunderland badge face tattoo. That wouldn't make me massively happy. But like, I think any tattoo would be a bit of a disappointment if I didn't get to choose it. That brings us to the end of the show. We're all getting Decades from Home logos tattooed on our eyeballs. If you're enjoying the podcast, why not give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, which only takes a minute and can really help us. You can also rate us on Spotify, so chuck some stars our way there as well. Podcast has accounts on Blue Sky and Instagram, so feel free to follow us on your social media channel of choice. Just search for Decades from Home to find us. As ever, if you have any questions, feedback, or maybe an article or topic you'd like us to cover, reach out via our social media channels. Or if you'd like to reach out via our social media channels and send a audio file or a voicemail message to us via the deckisfromhome@gmail.com, that would be an option too. If you have time, take a look at 40%german.com, where weekly articles are up every Saturday. All I have to say is thanks and bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.
Tschüss.
Ciao, cacao. T-6.